Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page XXIII, forward to the fourth edition, the first paragraph starting with this fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're going to be reading through two paragraphs this morning, ending with currently alcoholics has been translated into 43 languages. Reading and commenting on those two paragraphs only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps Mary P., 12 Traditions Freya H. Reader of the text Susan S.H. Lois P. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Freya H. The reference number for Sunday, March 20th, is 18,710. That's 18710. And for this morning, March 21st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 18,712. That's 18712. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lorraine N., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary P. to read this 12 steps. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. This is Mary P. from Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. I will now ask Freya H. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Freya.
Good morning. These are the 12 traditions of OA. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you so much, Freya H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page XXIII, forward to fourth edition, the first paragraph starting with this fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're reading through two paragraphs ending with currently Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. And we're going to be reading and commenting on those two paragraphs only this morning. I will now ask Susan S.H. to read those two paragraphs and share with us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Susan S.H. in Ohio. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. This fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous came off press in November 2001 at the start of a new millennium. Since the third edition was published in 1976, worldwide membership of AA has just about doubled, an estimated 2 million or more, with nearly 100,800 groups meeting in approximately 150 countries around the world. Literature has played a major role in AA's growth, and a striking phenomenon of the past quarter century has been the explosion of translations of our basic literature into many languages and dialects. In country after country where the AA seed was planted, it has taken root, slowly at first, then growing by leaps and bounds when literature has become available. Currently, Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. And when I read this earlier, I considered what what the Big Book means to me, and my experience was that when I was coming to the OA meetings, and I was identifying with the people there and the things they said about food, and reading good literature, OA literature, which, you know, I wasn't ready to hear what the Big Book said. When we would touch on the Big Book, it was like, Big Book of Alcoholics, I'm not an alcoholic. And I wasn't really ready to admit much at that time. But the fact is, I continued to go to meetings because I identified Anne. And I continued to gain weight because I'm powerless over my food and my life was unmanageable. And I became desperate enough and had been listening to A Vision for You, Big Book study. And I finally got up the courage to leave my name as a newcomer. And it took courage for me because I was a champion isolator. And I found that when I, a few days later, found my sponsor and started to read, when reading one-on-one, line for line with my sponsor, the book opened up. It opened up. And I could identify with Bill. I could identify with the things it said about my addiction. I'm an addict. I remain an addict. But I have directions. And I am so grateful for the Big Book. And I'm also grateful for all the OA literature, which is very helpful. But I return to the Big Book as the source. And I guess that's all I have to say about it. I'm grateful it's here. I'm grateful I've learned to access it. And it has been the instruction to give me access to a higher power that I didn't know was there for me. I'm so grateful for what I've gained through this literature. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Susan S.H., for getting us started. I'm now going to be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Freya H.
Freya H.
Darcy M.
Darcy M.
Bonnie B.
Bonnie B. Okay, let's start with that. We have Freya H., Darcy M., and Bonnie B. Go ahead, Freya. Star one, Freya. Go ahead, press star one, Freya H. Okay, maybe she had to step away. Darcy M., are you available?
It's Freya H., I'm sorry. Were you calling on me?
Sure, yep, go ahead.
I got knocked off the line. Thank you. My name's Freya H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, bulimic, and I'm in snowy Colorado. And thank you for being here, everybody, to study this. I used to kind of glaze over the forewords as, yeah, this is good information. And then going through it, you know, just focusing on a couple paragraphs at a time allows me to focus, you know, hone in more on the language that's used. And the things that are jumping out at me today is it says explosion of translations of our basic literature. So it doesn't say we got all this new literature or new podcasts or new scientific discoveries. It's talking about this, the translations of our basic literature, saying that the stuff that we already have is working and we are translating it so that it can help people who get access to it. And for me, as a, someone who deals with food, I had to translate the Big Book for myself. I had read the entire book because people seem to be so excited about it. And I had read the entire book trying to figure out what they were talking about, and I didn't get it, you know, when I was reading it kind of with a cautious skepticism. And when I was taught to really translate it into my own experience, really looking at where have I, you know, had these same experiences, that's when it came alive. That's when there was this explosion of, oh my gosh, this is what they were talking about. The seed is really planted, and it got to grow in me. as I, you know, started to find the message that was really in here. And the message that I heard was really simple, and it's all about, you know, follow these directions so that you can have this spiritual awakening and this connection to this power. That's it. You know, that's what the book is here for. It's just, it's directions to get me connected to this power. So I think that's all I want to say about that. Thanks for the opportunity. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Freya H. from Colorado. Now, Darcy M., will you share with us, followed by Bonnie B., and let us know where you're calling from if you'd like. Star 1, Darcy.
This is Darcy M. from Nebraska, a compulsive overeater. What really intrigued me was the fact at how much AA has grown. In 1976, when this third edition or fourth edition was being planned, or the third edition, excuse me, the membership was 100,800 groups, and that started from two men in one country and expanded to over 150 countries in the world. And it also from two men to over 2 million people. That is a whirlwind expansion. Who could imagine such a growth spurt? So this must be working. Or at least something is working. And then the literature, as far as helping out too, it plants a seed, like everyone has been saying. And the book has been translated at the time of the printing into 43 languages. Well, in 2020, it had been translated into 71 languages. So it still continues to be, AA continues to be growing. And if AA continues to grow, then OA continues to grow. And the only way OA continues to grow is if we continue to grow with it. And I know I'm new as far as the group, but I would not have read this if my sponsor had not insisted that we read it, that I read it, and we discussed it, and because I will have just read over it, just like everyone else at first. I just read over it and thought, oh, well, okay, so what? But I did not realize the history of AA before this. So I am really amazed at how it has grown, and with that, I shall end, and I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Darcy M. from Nebraska. And now, Bonnie B., will you share with us? And then I'll be opening up the line to take more names. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Don. Thank you for your service. And good morning, everyone. And welcome to all the newcomers. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful place to be. When you look at the numbers, I mean, you can gloss over the numbers, and I did it too. But when you step back and you think for a second, look at the numbers. The only reason the numbers grow is because it works. If it doesn't work, people aren't going to follow. And so when I looked at the numbers when I first came in, I was amazed at the numbers, and that gave me hope, right? But I am one of those, I didn't have a straight path. I sure wish I could say I had a straight path, but that wasn't God's plan for me. My road was windy and curvy to get to that place of recovered. And I'm recovered just for today by the grace of God. But the idea with all of this is that I couldn't see what I couldn't see. And so many times I read that chapter, and it was just a verse, right? It was just a verse. But at a certain point, that verse took on life. And I consider this book, you know, my second favorite book, the Bible being my first. And you know, with regards to even that book, many times I read things. And I read it because I read it, but it didn't necessarily make sense, and it didn't necessarily bear fruit. But the big book is a living book. And there are people that have laid this out for us, and we are so grateful because the proof is in the numbers. it works. And so grateful for the fact that they put this into the book, because it does give hope to those of us that didn't necessarily get it the first, second, or third time. It works if we work it, and it works if we keep coming back. And as I believe, I think it was Freya who had mentioned, all roads lead back to we have to connect to our higher power. If we don't connect to our higher power, it's not going to happen. So love it. Love the book. Love the text. I'm so grateful for this program and for each of you. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Bonnie B. I'm now going to be opening up the lines. We're on page XXIII this morning, forward to fourth edition. The first and second paragraphs, beginning with the fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous and ending with Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. So we're sharing on those first two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Babylonia.
Haya.
And I got Haya.
Kim B. And Haya and, P.
And Kim B. I've got Haya.
Deborah G.
And Deborah G.
Roberta B.
And Freya. No, it wouldn't be Freya. It would be Roberta.
Yes.
Okay. I have Babylonia, Haya B, Kim B, Deborah G, Roberta. I'm not sure of your initial. And was there someone else I missed? Okay, let's go ahead with Babylonia, if you'd get us started, please. And please share where you're calling from.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so grateful for a vision for you. It's changed my life, and I'm grateful for this fellowship. And one thing that I felt on my heart like I wanted to share was one day I was Googling pictures of God, because I don't know why, and I saw a picture of God that was the form of a white dove surrounded by fire, and that's like the Holy Spirit in Christianity. And I just immediately felt like, oh, that would be a really good symbol for Overeaters Anonymous, because the dove symbolizes peace. And when I think of Overeaters Anonymous, I think of peace, like a message of peace. And it's kind of like the dove spreads out as a messenger, like through promoting and not through attraction, not promotion. And it spreads this message like Alcoholics Anonymous did from our reading today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Babylonia. And now we'll have, is it Haya B?
There's a Haya P, and there might have been another Haya. I'm not sure.
Okay, very good. It's Haya P and another one possibly. Okay, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. This is Haya P., very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, bulimic, and restrictor in Colorado, also as an earlier speaker. Thank you so much for taking the meeting, and welcome to anyone who's new. It's really a great place to learn about the program of recovery and be able to become recovered. I really appreciate this reading, and I was thinking about a couple of things. I came in 1987, so I have the old book where page 449 was acceptance, the acceptance page. I'm still stuck on that one. Then they changed it when they made another edition. But what I really appreciate about what we're reading is it's really speaking about the literature and how before there were ever meetings, that is how, you know, when before the internet, before people could really connect like we can, you know, today or over the last, you know, 50 years or so, it was the book. It was those first 164 pages of how to get recovered, and then the stories which gave people hope so that they can identify with others. And that is what we continue, and that is what continues to keep, I think, the ability, especially for compulsive overeaters, to become recovered, because it can get diluted if we don't focus on those, on the instructions. And that's what I love about this meeting and a lot of other meetings that have, you know, developed as a result of this kind of resurgence of sticking with the big book in terms of how we recover. And so it's that literature, and it's such a great thing to know that this is something that has worked for decades, continues to work, and we don't have to look really any further to find out how to go about doing this process of being able to release the alcoholic foods and food behaviors and then become, you know, develop a relationship with a higher power and be able to be of use, of maximum use to others. And of course, most importantly, to carry the message to others, which is like a win-win, right? So I carry the message to others and they get the opportunity to get recovered. They don't necessarily get recovered. But at least they have the opportunity. And then it says that it assures immunity for me. So it's really a win-win, and I'm just very, very grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Haya P. Kim B., will you share with us now, followed by Deborah G.? Good morning, Kim. Let us know where you're calling from, if you'd like.
Good morning. This is Kim B. I am from upstate New York. Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. I'm not new to 12-step programs, but I am new to OA. And I didn't know that 12-step programs existed until I found another fellowship when I was 29. And I came to find out that there was a meeting in my hometown at the church. And it met two nights a week, and the entire time that I had been alive, I thought that the church in town had a very, very active choir, and that's who must be in the parking lot at 7 o'clock two nights a week. So looking at all these people, you know, in 2001, estimated 2 million people or more in AA, and I didn't know that this existed. And when I came into another 12-step program, I found out about Overeaters Anonymous and all the other anonymouses that there are, and I didn't think it applied to me. And what I have found out is that they all apply to me in one way, shape, or form. And right now I am actively seeking recovery from my food behaviors, and I'm not there yet. And I am struggling. I feel like I am a newcomer. I'm a newcomer all over again. And I am learning etiquette in meetings, and I am building a support group, and I'm questioning my higher power and feeling very alone and afraid. And there's this line in here that says, the AA seed was planted. It had taken root slowly at first, then growing by leaps and bounds. And that was my story. You know, that is my story. And right now I am in that slowly at first where I feel very, very vulnerable. And I'm grateful that this meeting exists. I'm grateful that I can listen to it on recordings. If I don't make it live, I'm grateful to hear the experience, strength, and hope of people that have recovered, because for me in this moment, it feels insurmountable. But I have learned, and I'm taking your suggestions to just keep coming back. And thank you for letting me share. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Kim B. from New York. Deborah G., please share with us now, followed by Roberta H., I believe. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, compulsive overeater. And thank you, Dawn, so much for your service leading us and everyone that's made this meeting possible. And possible around the world. People come in from all over the world. And I was just thinking about that feeling, just stopping and feeling that connectedness of everyone around the world doing this together. You know, that heart space energy together. It's just wonderful. And I too love literature. Literature just grounds me in the reality of the solution, you know, and just keeping towards, working towards that, living towards that, aligning myself with that. And I was thinking that this was a while back, these numbers, I just can imagine what it is now. Oh, wow. What? I mean, and I love what was shared because it works. It keeps growing because it works. And I'm just so grateful that there are so many people out there that aren't suffering anymore because this works, that they have this. They have this in their life. And it keeps growing and growing, like I said, and being willing to be part of that, to help that growth. And I'm just so grateful for this program and all of you for 12-stepping me today and being part of this. Oh, it's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. Now, Roberta H., will you share with us? And then I'm going to be opening up the lines again.
Hi, Roberta B. If you're looking on the list to connect with me, and I love outreach calls. And I just want to claim my seat this morning. I don't share hardly at all on this in the Vision for You meetings. I do a lot of recorded meetings, and I just really want to claim my seat. And these two paragraphs really, really stuck out to me. Just the numbers of the 10,800 groups of meetings. When I came to these rooms, I'm not new to the food recovery rooms, but I'm fairly new to Vision for You, and I knew this was home the minute that I'd been searching and searching for more in the other groups, and hearing that there was 10,000 people, about 10,000 people in the Vision rooms, just it was just music to my ears. Thinking there's got to be recovery in these rooms. I was struggling so much before, and what really stuck out to me in the second paragraph was the seed was planted. It has taken root slowly at first and growing by leaps and bounds where literature has become available. And I really feel like the literature is the key for me. Just reading the big book by myself is not enough. You know, I think I'm taking, you know, I'm getting the highlights, and then when I talk with my sponsor and she points more things out, I'm just so grateful. I feel like it's so full of richness. And for those newcomers that are listening today or newcomers to the rooms, keep coming back and reading the literature, because all the answers are there. You know, this program is absolutely beautiful, and it's changed my life so much these last couple of months that I've been working it. I'm on step four, and I'm not even afraid to do that. I thought I'd be afraid to do that column work, and it's not real new to me. I went away to England and did a couple of weekend retreats with the column work. The other program it was in didn't have column work, and I'm just learning so much, and you know, honesty is the best policy, and that's where I'm going to get recovery. So, you know, I want to write down honestly what's going on, what went on in my life and what's going on, and I feel safe, and I feel loved, and I feel hugged by everybody in the rooms, and thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Roberta B. Did you say the state that you were calling from? Maybe she was muting there. Anyway, I'm going to be opening up the lines now to take the names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. We're on page XXIII, forward to fourth edition. The first two paragraphs starts with the fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous, reading through two paragraphs, ending with, currently Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And I think in the last roundup, I may have left off, was it Chaya S. who also wanted to share?
Hi, this is Chaya. Chaya, last name begins with an S like in serenity.
Okay, very good. Could you spell your first name for me?
C-H, so that makes a ch sound. You can just say a ha sound.
Okay.
C-H-A-Y-A, Chaya.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Chaya S. We'll have you go first. Who else would like to share who hasn't shared in the last 3 days?
Hi, I'd like to share. This is Rosalinda.
Catherine.
B. Was that Rosalind?
Lily.
Yeah, Rosalinda B.
Rosalinda B.
No, V as in Victor.
Okay, Rosalinda V. Very good. Thank you so much. And who else?
Catherine.
Lily.
N.
Okay, Catherine N. And Lily?
Yes,
and
Lily M.
Lily M. Okay, let's stop there. I'm not sure that we're going to have time. Who is that last person? Okay, I have Chaya S., Chaya S., Rosalinda V., Catherine N., and Lily M. And was there one other person? Okay, we'll go with that lineup. Chaya S., please share with us and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Chaya S. from Illinois, from Chicago. And literature has played a major role in my growth. And I'm talking about the Big Book. I read much literature before, and at meetings that I went to, we read literature. We had a literature 1 week, we had literature 1 week, we had a qualification 1 week, we had a step 1 week, we had a tradition, and it was literature, and we read it. And when I came into this vision meeting, that's when I really learned that the purpose of the literature that we care about is this book, this Big Book, Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a textbook telling me how to go about, how to recover, how to work the steps. These are the steps. This is what you have to do. And I was very resistant to it because I wasn't an alcoholic. I didn't know how it related. And my sponsor took me through the steps. And one sponsor took me was to read every line. As time passed and I really integrated this into me, the current sponsor that I have where I work the steps, where I'm living now, recovered, we didn't read it. She gave me assignments and told me to read to listen to podcasts. There are so many wonderful ways of getting this message from the Big Book. And there were many beautiful special editions that I really was able to hone in and to understand what this page, whatever I was on, what was it talking about? And I was able to relate to it and find how it had meaning in my life, my addiction, my living with food. My reaction to food was, I realized, like an alcoholic relation with alcohol. And I also had this double whammy of a physical reaction when I have food in my system that I have to eat more and more, and also that mental twist that I couldn't say stop. I couldn't stop and I couldn't stay stopped. And the Alcoholics Anonymous working through these steps with the help of a sponsor, with all my fellows who taught me and continue to teach me so much, that's where I'm learning how to work the steps and how to stay in recovery. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Chaya S. from Illinois. Rosalinda V., will you share with us now, followed by Catherine N., and let us know where you're calling from. Rosalinda V., press star 1, please.
Okay, sorry about that. I got to get used to this. Hi, everybody. I'm Rosalinda V., as in Victor, and I am from California. And this is my first time on this meeting. I'm in recovery for compulsive overeating. And I just wanted to share that when I first started reading the Big Book, I didn't like it because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand 8 with versus 08. And that's the problem with me, that I was thinking that this is an alcoholic book, not an overeater's book. And so, you know, but then I started to think, you know, well, it's kind of like maybe in a sense the same thing because it's an addiction. But then I realized that I needed more structure in the 12 steps. And then when I went to Vision for You, I got a new sponsor in OA, and she's just wonderful. And she's teaching me step by step. The big book is correlated with the 12 steps, and I never knew that. And then I would just change AA to OA, and I started to understand a little bit about my addiction. So I'm just sharing this because I was so adamant that this book was not for me because it's called Talking About Alcoholics. I'm not an alcoholic, but I can imagine this book can be for any kind of addiction now that I'm reading it and studying it. So me and my sponsor are going over it. I'm on the fourth step learning in this big book, but also the 12 steps. But one thing that I do thank God for is that the higher power that I realized who my higher power was the one that's helping me through learning this book. And that's why I really believe that this book is for people to understand that there is a higher power to help us in our compulsive overeating or whatever addiction you might have. So I'm just so thankful that I'm understanding this book now. And even though it says AA, I could relate from OA. Thank you for listening, Rosalinda from California.
Thank you so much, Rosalinda B. from California. Catherine N., will you share with us now, followed by Lily M.?
Hi, this is Catherine, recovered compulsive overeater in Virginia. I want to thank everyone for being here. And, so this forward to the fourth edition, you know, just brings home how AA has spread all over the world, and it's because the AA program works for people who suffer from the mental obsession, physical allergy and mental obsession. And when I came in OA some years ago, the big book was approved, but there was not really much emphasis on it. And over the years, I've had different sponsors who have I've worked the steps through the big book. And this most recently with Visions, just very, very enlightening. And it's, the instructions in the big book are very, clear cut. There's no mincing of words. We're going to die if we don't work the program of action outlined in the big book. And, if what I want is freedom from the misery of compulsive overeating, then I have to do, what's outlined in the big book. And I really appreciate that OA also has approved the AA 12 and 12, because I think that's also very clear how serious this disease is. It's a killing disease, and the only way to recovery is to work the 12 steps. So I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Catherine N. from Virginia. Now, Lily M., will you share with us, please, and let us know where you're calling from?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. And it's been a very, very long time since I've shared, but in the last few days, I have really become to learn that my road to recovery is living life under the director of my life, who is God. I always had faith in God, but I was not leaning on Him to direct my life. I look across my room and I see all these books that I have bought prior to coming to OA, trying to find my higher power in the books, where all the time my higher power was within me, and all I had to do was pause and meditate and ask him for the help that I needed. I have found that the big book is the design for living that God wants me to have. Before coming into this rooms of a vision for you, I was reading the book, but I wasn't understanding it, not really. I went through 7 years of a 12-step program that in the end, I was just as hopeless as I was on the first day that I went into this 12-step. And it wasn't until I walked into these rooms that I really got to know what the big book was all about. And I'm still a ways from truly living how I should be living my life, but each day God opens a door and it brings me closer and closer to him. It amazes me how I can wake up and I truly feel that he woke me up because I needed to get into this meeting. Like Sunday, oh my gosh, I thought, well, I want to wake up, but I didn't set my alarm, and yet I woke up in time to be able to get into the special editions meeting. And I needed to hear what was spoken about, Jennifer spoke about. I needed to hear every one of her words. And God knew that I needed to. And that's why I truly feel that I woke up in time to go into the meeting. I can think about all so many ways that he has opened doors for me. I'm still struggling with my abstinence, but every day is one more day that I get closer to stop struggling with it. Thank you very much for listening to me, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Lily. And did you want to let us know what state you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Idaho, and it's Pacific time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lily M. from Idaho. And that wraps up our meeting now. Thank you to everyone who shared. We're now going to be closing with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Lois P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.